I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly freedom is under attack today. There is an organized effort to centralize all power with the federal government, which is what our founding fathers feared. And they understood the history of past civilizations, that we always had this idea of individual freedom, but of course, it was always usurped by a small group who wanted power. And that's the reason, of course, that there was a conspiracy to kill Julius Caesar, because he had violated the basic precepts of the Roman Empire. And Brutus and the others who were in on the conspiracy to kill Caesar did it because they wanted to limit the power of the federal government over the lives of the people. And the federal government at that time was Rome. Well, this is where we are today, and a small group has gained control of our government, made mockery of our Constitution, and of course they've infiltrated the Congress, they've infiltrated the Supreme Court, and they've changed our educational program so that the average American doesn't even understand that the whole purpose of government, of the federal government, was to put chains on the government so it could take away our freedom. Well, most people today don't understand our Constitution. If they were taught it in school at all, they were never told that the reason we have a federal Constitution is to limit the power of the federal government, so matters dealing with life, liberty, and property could be taken care of at the state and local level. Well, with us this morning is Pastor David Whitney from the Institute of the Constitution. We've been working with them for almost a decade now, perhaps for over a decade, to try to educate people about the content of the Constitution and get them to begin to set up classes within their communities based upon the information available from the Institute so that they can begin to teach others, because without an understanding of our form of government, we cannot preserve it. Good morning, David. How are you this morning?
Doing great, doing a wonderful time we had this past weekend with Sheriff Richard Mack and Sheriff Jeff Christopher, who in Delaware is fighting the fight to maintain the powers of the sheriff, who is essential in safeguarding liberty at the county level. So it was a great time. About 250 people attended, and out of that, many are going to go on and take our U.S. class, which is foundational in understanding the structure our framers built to preserve liberty. And that's a mindset that's long been lost at the federal level and most state governments as well. They're not interested in preserving liberty anymore. They're interested in, increasing their revenue and providing services, which is not what we want or what our founders wanted from civil government, not to provide services to we the people, but to protect our God-given rights. We can work out how those services get provided on the private level, individual level, families and churches and businesses, but we don't need the government, whether state or federal, to do any of that stuff that they currently tax us for. And, of course, they waste most of what they take in. And the delivery of services to us usually means a loss of liberty to we the people. Our founders were very clear on this. They structured our form of government to preserve liberty by limiting the power of government. And that's what the most essential understanding of our Constitution needs to be, is that this document does not give them a blank check to do anything they want to do. The federal government doesn't get to determine the scope or the extent of their powers. They aren't to define the extent of their powers. No, the Constitution limits the extent of their powers, and it's clearly defined as the founders intended in the words they put on paper more than 200 years ago. But what has happened in our country today is a revolution has taken place, a slow revolution, you might say. It wasn't instantaneous like the communist revolution of 1917 in Russia. The slow, gradual revolution where they began to change people's thinking about the purpose of government, which is the first and foremost lie that's put forward. And this is an easy test you could give to any elected official. Just ask them, what is the purpose of government? And be sure you've read your Declaration of Independence before you listen to their answer, and find out if their answer in any way is close to the Declaration of Independence, which clearly states there is a Creator God, the God of the Bible, our rights come from Him, and the sole purpose, here's the purpose of government, only to protect and defend our God-given rights, nothing else. And that's not only at the federal level, but the state level and the county level, and all levels of government are only there to preserve and protect our God-given rights. Well, we need a restoration to take place where the American people have the proper understanding and the proper mindset that is that which our founders had in order to restore the republic, in order to restore liberty in our land. And we know that unless the people have this mindset, they're never going to be able to force the politicians to comply and throw out the politicians who will not comply with the limited purposes of government. But the people have to understand this first, which is why our movement with Institute on the Constitution is a grassroots movement involving citizens, training fellow citizens who will train fellow citizens, and on in that fashion, with a biblical understanding of what our founders structured, a limited form of government under God's law, which is what our founders built. And indeed, they made it very plain in the documents that they laid out for us. Well, as we've been walking through the seven articles of our United States Constitution, we've dealt with most of Article 6, but let me just review what we've talked about earlier. This deals with general matters, debts and agreements entered into before the Constitution were going to be recognized as valid, because they, as Christian statesmen, recognized that when they made a vow, they are to pay that vow, even if it hurts in the end, which indeed some of the financial agreements and the loans and so forth, they were very painful to repay. The second part of Article 6 deals with the supremacy clause, that the supreme law of the land is this Constitution and federal laws made under the authority thereof, that is, federal laws that are truly constitutional. As I was talking to the group of 250 this weekend at our Sheriff and Citizens Summit at Institute on the Constitution, I asked them, is there anything in the United States Constitution that gives the federal government any permission whatsoever to do anything with the subject matter of education? Can they tax and spend for education? Can they regulate education? Can they determine anything about the education that happens in the schoolroom? And I think some of the people were a bit conflicted, because they felt like, well, the federal government's been doing that for many years now. We remember the peanut farmer who became president, and he's the first one that brought in the Department of Education at the federal level. And then there was Reagan's promise.
Hold that thought, David. We'll be back here in just a moment. The American Christian Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan Mack here, our guest, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute on the Constitution. David, you're right ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. As I was saying, I was asking the crowd on Saturday what they saw that the federal government can do in the realm of education. And the correct answer is absolutely nothing. Article 1, Section 8 lists the powers that we, the people, in our contract with our government that we created the federal government, it didn't create itself, and we are the ones who determine what its powers are, and we have determined that it has no power to do anything with the subject matter of education whatsoever. And I think for some that was an eye-opening thought. I assume, well, of course the federal government has power over education. It's been doing it for years now, so it must be right. No, it's not right. They've been violating the law and getting away with violating the law because we allow politicians to go to Washington, D.C., who make no promise to us that they're truly going to uphold their oath of office because they don't even understand what that oath involves. They don't understand what the Constitution demands of them as elected officials, that they abide by the meaning of the text of the Constitution as it was penned by our founders, not as some court has reinterpreted or given it some new meaning that it never had before. No, that's a usurpation. That's a violation of our Constitution. And so the Constitution and the laws made in pursuance thereof or under the authority thereof, those are to be the supreme law of the land. However, if a law passes and it is not constitutional, it is not in accord with the limitations set forth in our Constitution, then it is not law. In fact, it is unlaw and should be treated as what it is. It has no authority. It doesn't bear any power. It cannot enforce any taxation. It cannot foment any regulation. It cannot create any office. So indeed, every employee of the Department of Education should be fired this morning. The entire Department of Education should be shut down, and Congress should see to it. And if the president won't see to it, he should be impeached, because every dollar spent by the Department of Education is a violation of his oath of office, an impeachable offense. And any judge that stands up and says, oh, the Department of Education is legal, the Department of Education is constitutional, they should be impeached and removed from office as law breakers. They're violating the supreme law of our land, the United States Constitution. Now, that same clause that speaks about the supremacy of our Constitution goes on to say that the treaties made under the authority of the United States, rather than under the authority of the Constitution, because they were going to honor all treaties that had been entered into prior to ratifying the Constitution. You need to remember there was a 1787 before the Constitution was even proposed, and it took another year before it was ratified. And so there was a period of time since the Declaration that our federal government or our general government was under the Articles of Confederation. Treaties had been entered into, such as the 1783 Treaty of Paris that ended the war with Great Britain, the War for Independence, and they were going to honor that treaty, rightly so. If they had said, well, we're going to disregard that treaty, well, in a sense, they would have been redeclaring war on Great Britain. And that would not have been a wise thing to do. So they wanted to honor treaties that had been duly entered into. And yet the phrasing here has been twisted and misinterpreted, widely misinterpreted, even in our day. Perhaps you've heard of the Small Arms UN Treaty, and there's a great deal of fear that if that treaty passes and the president approves of that treaty, well, then all of a sudden that becomes the supreme law of these United States. Somehow that treaty formed with the United Nations, an illegal organization, by the way, that treaty formed with them then becomes the law of the land and supersedes the Second Amendment to our U.S. Constitution. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. So which is law, the treaty or the Second Amendment? Our founders were very clear. The only way you can amend and change the contract that we, the people, have formed with our civil government is by an Article 5 amendment process. We talked about that previous. It's a difficult process to accomplish, only been accomplished 27 times in the history of our country thus far. And so amending the Constitution to somehow get rid of the Second Amendment is the only legitimate legal way to do it. Of course, it's illegitimate to do so because we have a God-given right based on the laws of nature and nature's God to keep and bear arms, which is actually supreme over our United States Constitution. And any law made in this world that is a violation of God's law is no law at all. That's the argument they put forward in the Declaration of Independence. King George III can say it's law all he wants. He can even have Parliament pass a piece of legislation that calls it law, a Stamp Act or what have you. But if that law is in violation of the laws of nature and nature's God given to us in his holy word, the Bible, it's not law. It can be treated as law, but it's not law. And the honest and the truly righteous thing to do is recognize that such a thing is unlaw and needs to be put down as unlaw. So, you know, the treaties being formed are only valid if those treaties themselves are under the authority of the United States Constitution. That is, if they violate the Constitution in any way, shape, or form, they are not the supreme law of the land. They cannot be the supreme law of the land, which brings up a whole issue of the UN. We entered a treaty in joining the United Nations, a very, very foolish thing to do, and furthermore, an illegal thing to do, because the UN is actually not so much a treaty as it is a charter for supranational government, government over all these governments of the world that join in this United Nations. That's not legal. It is against our Constitution. It's a violation of the sovereignty of these United States. And it was illegally entered into when it was signed as a treaty because it is not truly a treaty. Instead, it is a supranational constitution that will govern all these nations. And therefore, anything the UN promulgates is not law in America. It cannot be law in America because it's a basic violation of our United States Constitution, a basic violation of the sovereignty of each of the 50 states that has joined this union. And therefore, those who cry and say, we ought to get rid of the UN, amen to that, a full amen to that, because that is the constitutionally proper thing to do. And we entered in a bad deal. We need to get out of it and dump that organization on the East River, flush it down the East River and out to sea. We don't want it. We will have no part of it if we are to return to liberty and the true freedom as our founders crafted for us in our founding documents. So the laws made by Congress, signed by President, laws approved of by the judiciary, are only legal, only valid, if they comply entirely with our United States Constitution. And the statement goes on here in Article 6 to say that these constitutional federal laws, constitutional treaties entered into by the federal government, those take precedence over state constitutions and state laws. In fact, most state constitutions have a clause within them that says that notwithstanding, if there's anything in this constitution that is somehow violative of the U.S. Constitution, it's not law. But the rest of this constitution that doesn't violate the U.S. Constitution remains as a supreme law of our particular state. And so the flow of power is that God's law is supreme, and beneath God's law is the U.S. Constitution and the laws made in pursuance thereof and the treaties entered into in agreement with it. And then The next level is the state constitutions, and beneath that, the state laws. And so for us as citizens, we have a structure built that is providing us a way to evaluate whether any law passed by either state or federal government, any law passed, should be evaluated by these three standards. Does it comply with the laws of nature and nature's God given to us in God's Word, the Bible, which is why every one of us needs to be a student of God's Word? The more we know what God's Word says about what is law and what is not law, the better we will be able to evaluate things that are handed down to us as law as to whether they are truly or not. And secondly, we need to know the United States Constitution, because there we have the standard by which every law must comply, whether state or federal. And if it does not comply with it, it is not law. And then finally, we need to know our state constitutions as well, individual state constitutions, to determine whether state laws, when they are promulgated, if they are indeed are law or not law. And the big issue is, well, what do we do when we discover probably 90%+, I think Heritage Foundation did this study, 90%+ of what is issued as law out of Washington, D.C., is a violation of the Constitution. And I dare say it's probably as large a percentage on the state levels, although that varies from state to state. Some states are better in terms of sticking by their constitution and others worse. But what it means is that we have a tidal wave in our country of unlaw, things that are called law, things that are treated as law, but that are not law at all. Well, what we were doing this weekend is my greatest encouragement. We have sheriffs around the country who are waking up to the fact that unlaw is being pushed at them, particularly the 400-some sheriffs that have said that Obama gun grab will not happen within the confines of their county. That's all the jurisdictional power they have within the boundaries of their county, and that's the proper response. If we get lawbreakers at the federal level, lawbreakers at the state level, we need the local level, the local sheriff, to stand up against unlaw and refuse to allow such unlaw to be forced upon the citizens of their jurisdiction. But as we said in the conference this weekend, the sheriff can't do that alone. You know, I know that Obama and company have a plan to begin arresting sheriffs who stand against the gun-grabbing legislation that Obama put forward, and they're going state to state to push this agenda. They're doing it first in Colorado, which has passed a bill that basically gives the Secret Service, who are answerable to the president, federal goons, so to speak, as I would call them, because constitutionally the Secret Service have no power to do anything within the boundaries of the state. Their only power is to protect the executive branch at the federal level. They have no power within the state to do anything, and yet Colorado has passed. I believe the governor has not yet signed it, but has indicated that he would sign this bill. If you want to look it up, it's Senate Bill 13-013, Senate Bill 13-013 in Colorado, and that bill basically gives the Secret Service the power to arrest sheriffs, to arrest anyone who violates the federal code.
This is exactly the sort of thing that Adolf Hitler did, having his Gestapo a special organization, a national organization that he could use to go around and enforce his will. Adolf Hitler usurped power. And this is exactly what the Obama administration is doing, but other administrations before have done the same thing, certainly both Republican and Democrat, but Obama is by far the worst. He knows what he's violating the Constitution, but he doesn't care. He has an agenda, and if the American people don't stand up, then freedom as we know it will soon become simply a remembrance of things past. Go ahead, David.
And so what excited me is to meet with several sheriffs there who are from Delaware as well as Maryland who are willing to say, no, we need to stand up. But knowing that they now are going to be facing arrest threats, and by the way, Sheriff Richard Mack, who led a major portion of our conference, he talked about the threats that were made against him as sheriff when he stood up against the Brady Bill and said, I will not enforce this Brady Bill. It's unconstitutional. And no federal powers can make me do that which is unconstitutional. I took an oath to the Constitution. I'm going to fulfill my oath to the Constitution. I did not make an oath to the federal government to obey whatever the federal government hands down. And that kind of interposition, that kind of resistance of tyranny, is what we need to see from every sheriff and all the nearly 3,100 counties in America, that kind of willingness to stand up against the federal tyrant. But as I said, they face the threat of arrest now in Colorado, and I know they're pushing a similar bill in Texas, and they are, I know, working with other state legislatures to get similar legislation in all 50 states that would give the Secret Service this kind of unconstitutional arrest powers, illegal arrest powers. So what's a sheriff to do if he stands up and say, not in my county? Unless he has a body of citizens who are ready to back him up, who are ready to stand toe-to-toe with the federal tyrant, he's going to be arrested. He's going to be taken down, and freedom is going to be lost in his county. And so what we're doing this weekend is encouraging the development of posses that the sheriff can call upon to help defend the God-given rights of the people in their county. And this is a long, it goes back into ancient English history, the idea of the posse, that the sheriff has the power to call upon the members of his jurisdiction to help defend their God-given rights in that town.
Hold that thought. Hold the thought. We'll be right back with Tip with you.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney. Now, David, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your organization and how they can set up these classes in their community to begin teaching people about the Constitution, with the hope, of course, that enough people will understand, will be willing to stand for freedom, that we can preserve our liberty. Otherwise, why, certainly, it's going to be lost. There's a small well-organized group, and you've heard me talk about them many times in the past, that has unlimited amounts of money, and they simply put their money up to get their candidates elected to the state legislature, governorships, to Congress, the Senate, the presidency, put their people on the Supreme Court. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they've infiltrated every aspect of our society with subversive people who want to centralize power. But there's a growing movement across America of people, and certainly many of our state legislatures are taking stands against the federal government because this little group is not well organized to control everything. They hold the key positions, but they are subversive. There is a massive subversive movement, and certainly many of our congressmen and senators are part of that subversive movement who are actually working against our Constitution, which they've sworn to uphold. Well, we should be upholding our Constitution and backing the sheriffs and others who are upholding the Constitution. But before we can evaluate what's going on, we have to understand it. David, how can people learn about our Constitution? How can they begin teaching others about it? Go ahead.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, we know that it's an intimidating thought to bring forward the idea of an individual citizen teaching the Constitution. So what we've done is put together what we call a host kit. That is a series of lectures, 12 lectures done by Michael Peruch and myself, that walk through the materials in those 12 lectures of a foundational understanding of our founders' view of law and government, which is actually a biblical view of law and government, based upon God's laws, the standard by which all laws are to be evaluated. With that biblical foundation built upon, then we walk through a working knowledge of the Declaration of Independence, absolutely essential to understand the Declaration. You cannot properly interpret the Constitution without understanding the Declaration of Independence, where it talks about the why, the philosophy of government. The Constitution itself, a working knowledge of that, talks about the how, the details of how that government is going to fulfill the purposes that were set forth in the Declaration of Independence. And then also essential is a working knowledge of the Bill of Rights, again, a design wisely entered into by our founders to limit the powers of the federal government, to restrict those powers by those specific 10 amendments, as well as a study of the subsequent 17 amendments following the Bill of Rights and the impact they have made upon our land. And then the final two lectures dealing with what happened. How did we go from the biblical absolutes of our founders to the relative humanism of our modern situation? How did we get there? And then the final lecture is, how do we take it back? And we take it back, first of all, by getting an education, as you said, Dr. Stan. If people don't understand our founders' view of law and government, don't understand the purpose of government, and don't understand how these documents, our founding documents, were to be understood according to the very words of our founders, if they don't have that background, then they don't have the equipment they need to take back our country and to reestablish liberty. Because the supreme law of our land is still the United States Constitution, as Article 6 here of our Constitution clearly states. And the fact that our supreme law is being violated is because the voters often don't know the standard to which they are to hold their elected officials accountable. Therefore, they vote people into office who promise to do unconstitutional things, and they don't know, as citizens and as voters, they don't know that that's a bad thing. That's destructive of liberty. And so what we need is citizens who understand that. People can get a hold of our host kit, a turnkey way in which to teach this material to themselves, their family, their friends, their church. They can get that by either calling us toll-free. Our Institute on the Constitution toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or you can also order by going to our website. The title of our website is The American View, all one word, theamericanview.com. When you go to theamericanview.com, you open up that very first page, you'll see a button there, order a host kit. And you can order a host kit from our online store, as well as a host of many other materials that can help you understand the Constitution. In fact, the Sheriff and Citizens Summit that we just completed this Saturday is being post-produced, and that should be available in about 5 or 6 weeks on our website. Many valuable materials in addition to the United States course, and we encourage people to get a hold of that course, start a class in their community, invite friends and neighbors, begin a grass fire to restore liberty. And by the way, I know some people would find that doing a class and meeting 12 particular times won't fit with their schedule, and so we offer our U.S. course online. A person can sign up there and take the course online, seeing all the same videos they would see in class and having the same student materials downloaded as PDF and so on. So it's available online as well as available as a DVD-based course. But we know that if America is going to restore liberty, it's going to take we the people. It's going to take the grassroots. It's not going to happen in academia. No, academia is committed to a socialist or a communist vision and the destruction of our constitutional republic. It's not going to happen in the academic realm. We know that the major media outlets are all committed to the exact same socialist slash communist vision, not to a restoration of our republic. So they're not going to tell you about what's going on in the restoration of our republic. They're going to keep that hidden from you. And it's got to happen. And it's not likely to come from D.C. at all. Washington, D.C. is not going to be the source of liberty. And it may happen in our state capitals if we elect people who truly understand the Constitution. They're going to seek to restore that liberty. But mostly it has to happen first and foremost at the local level. And this is why every citizen is essential. And every citizen can do the most important thing, educating themselves, their friends, their neighbors, the widening circle of influence of people who take the course and then get a host kit themselves and go on to their circle of influence. We could see it happen at the local level, and the sheriff is absolutely critical in this. If we could get our sheriffs on board, and in Delaware, we're going to be conducting our U.S. course for the citizens there in that county, supporting that sheriff, Jeff Christopher, to enable him to stand up against the tyrannical federal government and the tyrannical state of Delaware government that has declared that, as a sheriff, he doesn't have any arrest powers anymore. As a sheriff, he's been stripped of all his constitutional authority, which is illegal, and he needs a posse of citizens to stand with him against the tyranny that is being foisted upon them there in the state of Delaware. So every citizen can do this, designed to be turnkey, and every citizen must do this first. I meet many people in the Tea Party movement, and I just applaud them tremendously, but I'm sad to say that many of them have zeal without knowledge. They have an idea of, well, we got to do something, and they want to run around and do things, and yet many of them get swept up into, well, let's call for a second constitutional convention. And as I shared earlier in previous shows, that is a disaster. We don't want that. That is not going to restore liberty. And so it's easy to mislead people who are uninformed and uneducated about our founding. That's why the first thing we need to do is get that education and spread it to as many people as we can, so that when we do take action, when we do contact our state legislature or federal legislature, we do so with intelligent responses to their action.
Hold the thought, David. We'll be right back at the American Freedom Network.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742. Or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado. For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. David, pick up the story.
Well, going back to Article 6 of our Constitution, the second part also deals with the fact that all state officials, especially state judges, are bound by the Constitution and the federal laws that are made in pursuance of the Constitution and the treaties that are entered into that are constitutional. So the state judges, not just the federal judges, are bound to obey the Constitution, which actually leads us directly to the third section of Article 6, the oath of office. There are many people today who say the Constitution is a godless document, it has no Christian underpinning or whatever, blah, 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 blah. Well, if that's the case, why in the world does it require one to take an oath? An oath is a solemn vow made to Almighty God that imperils and endangers one's immortal soul when one enters into an oath and then breaks that oath. Ask the average politician, what's the purpose of the oath, what's the meaning of the oath, and they will tell you, and I've done this with a number in my own state, seen that response, oh, it's a promise I make to the people who elected me. No, it is not, and our founders were very clear, the purpose of the oath is to hold the office taker to the highest standard, that is, God is going to judge him on Judgment Day as to whether he has fulfilled that oath he has made to God. Whether he knows it or not, he's making an oath to God. And God in his word is very clear about the seriousness of taking oaths. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 says that when you make a vow to God, this is verse 5, verse 4, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what you have vowed. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Do not let your mouth cause your flesh to sin, nor to say before the messenger of God that it was an error. Why should God be angry at your excuse and destroy the work of your hands? And so the writer here is basically saying that God takes the vow, the oath, very seriously. In fact, the messenger of God is another word for angel. In a sense, whenever an elected official takes an oath, God sends an angel to watch on that elected official to see if he fulfills the oath. And that's better than we can do, you know, as individual citizens. Probably 90-plus percent, maybe even beyond 95% of what an elected official does, we never get to see. You know, they're in some backroom deal, making some deal with somebody or other. We don't get to see that. They're talking to some lobbyist who's promising them all kinds of perks and goodies, and we never get to see that. Most of what the elected official does, we never get to see at all, which makes it hard to hold them accountable. We can see their votes, with the votes that they take that are publicly recorded, which is one of the nasty tricks, both on the federal and state level, of not recording the votes of those in their chambers. But we don't know that, often, other than their votes, what they are doing in office. But God does. In fact, God sends an angel to report on every single office holder that takes an oath to him as to whether they fulfill that oath or violate that oath. And this passage tells me there's going to be a serious and sobering event that takes place called Judgment Day, when every single oath taker in these United States of America, on federal and state and even on the local or county level, is going to stand before Almighty God, and they're going to be asked, did you fulfill the oath? Are you aware that, for example, Article 1, Section 18 limits the federal government to only doing 18 things? And is your votes as a senator or as a member of the House, have your votes violated that oath of office? And many of them are going to say what the passage says right here. Do not, let your mouth sin. And do not say before the messenger of God, it was an error. I made a mistake, or the folly of many of these elected officials never bothering to read the document they take an oath to uphold. I encounter that all the time in our state legislature.
David, before we go on, I want you to get out your telephone number and your website so people will know how to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution and set up a class.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Yes, our toll-free number at Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And our website for Institute on the Constitution is one word, The American View, all together, blended together as one word, TheAmericanView.com. TheAmericanView.com or our toll-free number, 1-866-730-9796. We offer tools to help citizens restore liberty in this land of the free and home of the brave. We pray that every citizen will take up the task of doing that, because freedom depends on every single listener taking up the cause of liberty. If they don't, they will have no one but themselves to blame if liberty is lost in our land. So the oath is a serious promise made to Almighty God. And I like to remind, when I testify in Annapolis to our state legislature, I like to remind them every time I testify that you took a vow before Almighty God to uphold the U.S. and the state constitution, and God will hold you accountable for it on Judgment Day. And I do that as a pastor, because I don't want any of them to appear on Judgment Day and say to God, oh, wait a minute. There must be some escape clause here, because nobody ever warned me that I was going to stand before you on Judgment Day to give account for whether I fulfilled my oath of office or not. I want to be the pastor that tells them, you have been warned. And having been warned now, you ought to wisely study those documents, which most of them have never studied the U.S. Constitution, let alone their state constitution, and therefore they're imperiling their immortal soul by every day they vote in while they're in office and vote unconstitutional things again and again and again. But part of the problem is we have citizens who don't know what that oath means, and all federal and state judges, all legislators, all office holders in the executive branch, both on the federal and state and local level. So write down your county sheriff. Your county sheriff swears before Almighty God to uphold the U.S. Constitution. Which means when violators of the U.S. Constitution come into his jurisdiction, his county, attempting to do that which is unlawful, that which is a violation of the Constitution, he's supposed to stop that. But he may not know that unless perhaps you as a citizen, and I've had some friends who've taken our U.S. course that are going to their sheriff and say, hey, I'm offering this course on the U.S. Constitution. Would you come? I have a good friend in Wisconsin whose sheriff has said yes. I will come and take this 12-week course. That's a kudos to that friend, and I encourage everyone to communicate with their sheriff. If you haven't studied the Constitution, let me offer you a course that you can then fulfill your oath of office.
Over. Out of time, David. We'll talk to you again next month. God bless.
God bless, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your great work.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and one of the things that you as an individual can do is set up classes for the Institute of the Constitution and begin teaching your friends and your neighbors and the people in your church about the background of our Constitution. Because if we don't have enough people who care about our Constitution, then America will be lost. The Constitution is the foundation of this country. And it is built upon biblical principles that the power of government was to be limited so men could be free. And our founding fathers, the vast majority of them, certainly were devout Christians. Now, there was a small little occult group. And if you want to really know the foundation of America, you need to get the three DVDs. You get them one at a time. The Secret Mystery of America is beginning. But in the first one, I play a small part and I explain how the country was set up predominantly by Christians, but a small group of occultists here. Their ultimate goal, to use America, to bring about the world government. And that's why, little by little, we gradually expanded our military until America became the mightiest military in the world, with troops stationed in 130 nations, and now we're sending troops into 35 African nations. Why? Because America is dominating the world, and our leaders have no loyalty to America. They're simply using our financial and military power to bring about this one-world godless government, a one-world godless society. And basically, these people have an intense hatred of Christianity. That's why they took God in prayer and the Ten Commandments and Christmas and Easter and any mention of anything noble and worthwhile and moral out of our schools, and why we're teaching our kids homosexuality in kindergarten, and why the incidence of homosexuality is rising, divorce is rising, 40% of our children are born out of wedlock, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, God is going to bring His judgment on America, and I just hope it's not we're not too late to try to turn things around. I don't know that we can. At least we could hold off what God's judgment on America, but only if there are enough people who care. And what we need is a great revival in America, but I don't see any of our religious leaders going along with that. In fact, Franklin Graham has come out in favor of federal background checks before you can buy a gun. Why would he make such a stupid statement? Unfortunately, this is the problem we have, is so many of our religious leaders really don't understand what's going on today. And certainly they are exploited, and they are not bringing about the religious revival that we need. So if you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, we could certainly use your help. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Again, the number 1-800-544-8927. You need to hear my talk on Agenda 21. The covert plan, and on population control, the covert agenda. You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there live 4 hours a day, archived of certainly 24 hours a day, and other certainly excellent speakers. You can certainly listen to our radio programs. They're all archived going back 6 weeks. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters, understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, the survival of Christian civilization, and we're losing that battle because Most people have no idea what's going on. They watch television. Television is controlled by this little occult group that dominates America today. But their people planted at the highest levels of our government, moving us towards a one-world government. Again, our number 1-800-544-9278. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message...